Now, what is your husband's age?
My husband's age is 71.
71. And his religion?
Methodist.
And his education?
He finished high school.
Now, in your social contacts, I know about you doing so many things in the church. Do you belong to any other social groups that would be interesting?
Not now. I used to be a member of the Wisteria Garden Club and also of the DAR.
I see.
But when my health began to fail, I had to come out of those.
I see. Well, fine. Now, I have asked you to draw a little sketch of your home place.
Mm-hmm.
Please tell me about it.
Well, our home place was a frame house, quite large. Let's see, I have here 4, 5, 6, 7 rooms, and it had an upstairs and a hallway down the middle, you know. And the kitchen was on the end with a big fireplace in it, and we enjoyed sitting there in the wintertime when we'd build a fire, and popcorn and parched peanuts and roast potatoes.
We don't have enough today.
That's
we
right.
We don't do that enough.
We also had a fireplace in my mother's room where we sat. That was our sitting room, our bedroom. And when it was cold, she would just prepare a meal right there from the fireplace. Roast potatoes and cook what we called a hoe cake. Just a piece of dough flattened out and put in a frying pan, and she'd pull out some hot coals and put that down there and cook it, and it was delicious.
I know. What then? You called it hoe cake.
Hoe cake.
What was it made of?
It was made of dough, flour.
Flour.
Biscuit dough.
But it wasn't cornbread dough.
No. No, it wasn't cornbread. Well, but she could cook cornbread there if she chose, just
okay.
The same way.
Uh-huh.
But those baked potatoes, I will never forget.
Delicious.
And another interesting thing about her is that she burned her ashes, she burned them separately in another fireplace, and made hominy, the kind that we get canned. You know, the whole corn hominy? She would take these ashes and husk it. It had to be husked and put through a certain amount of whatever you want to call it. I don't know just how to explain it, how to express it. But anyway, it had to be husked and then washed, and then something else had to be done and then washed. And when it was finished, it was delicious. It had the kind of the taste, the asher taste, you know.
Well,
that made it so good.
I've never had anything like that.
I like hominy. I like the canned hominy out of the can right now.
I never
but she made it in a great big wash pot.
Well.
And she'd take some, she'd get her some little buckets, and she'd take it to all the neighbors and all the relatives nearby.
Well, now, what other rooms did you have?
Well, we had the parlor. That was an interesting room, I guess.
Sure.
That's where the piano was. And my father loved music. He would take, I had four sisters, and he had each one of us to study piano. And we'd have to go up there at night, all of us, and the one who played the best would do the playing, and we would sing songs and just have a real good time. And
tell me about the furniture in your parlor.
Well, the furniture consisted of